All right, hello, and welcome to the yet to be named officially program. I am here. My name is Jennifer. You may remember me from Friend of the Podcast if you are one of our five listeners. So this is my new venture where we are discussing the ins and outs of what we're going to call, I guess, Hallmark-style movies.
Yeah. Romantic made for TV movies.
Romantic made for TV. That's perfect.
That's good.
That is perfect. So I will introduce you. First, to my left is Sarah. Well, nope, she just took a drink. I introduced the wrong person.
Oh, I'm here. I'm just drinking some wine. I'm Sarah. I've had a podcast long, long ago, and it was not as cool as what Jen has available for us today.
There was no litter box in the corner.
But it wasn't as technologically, we didn't have our own earphones or anything. But I've enjoyed schlocky movies for a long time, so I'm very excited to talk about. I'm feeling very sweaty balls, you know, because
yes.
We all have the earphones
completely
on.
Completely, like, yes,
these are very
please.
Salty. Yeah.
Very delightful.
I'm feeling that right now.
The delightful lady to my right is Miss Christy, my friend and neighbor.
Hello, and I am a podcast virgin.
Oh, popping that podcast chin.
Which you would never see in any Hallmark movie because they, I'd be the star because they're all virgins in Hallmark.
Oh, yeah. You actually know people in Hallmark movies.
I actually know people who write Hallmark movies.
That's insane. And I don't think we talked to you, Sarah, about this before.
Oh, this is a expose.
This is an insane movie.
Off the presses.
I can't really call him a friend because we've never actually worked together, but he's an acquaintance of mine, and we love all the same people, and we've worked with a lot of people. His name is Topher, and he lives in Atlanta, and he's a playwright who has fallen in. He actually has one coming up soon.
Can you say what it's called?
I can.
Ooh.
I've got an exclusive. I've got to get on the Facebook.
First episode exclusive.
He's actually an amazing writer, and his stuff, it just cracks me up. Yeah, he's got a new one called Rome in Love. Oh, actually, I do love this. Did you guys watch Designated Survivor?
Is that the one with
Kiefer Sutherland?
Sutherland. Okay. No, I did not watch.
Well,
that
the actress that's in that, who I absolutely love, she is a small town barista by day, actress by night.
Ooh.
Her recent performance in The Man Who Came to Dinner at the Bend Community Players got rave reviews. Who is plucked from obscurity to play the Audrey Hepburn role in a remake of Roman Holiday for legendary producer Dominic D'Andrea? Once in Italy, an impossibly handsome journalist is given the assignment to write a profile of Amelia, introducing her to the world. What happens when their lives begin imitating the plot of the movie? How many Roman landmarks can you fit into a 90-minute movie? So many.
What
good humor and wisdom will they gain from their neighbor, Signora Riccichi? Anyways, it goes on, but it sounds actually really good.
probably
won't be seeing that one on our...
Sure, but maybe we could get a good interview
with
the writer of the movie. That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I think he'd be up for that.
I'm into that.
Yeah. So that's what's brought us together today is our shared passion, I'm going to say, for these movies.
We almost all spit out our drinks.
Yeah, they're like sometimes romantic comedies, romantic dramedies. They're made just for TV. I always say they're like Hallmark because I feel like Hallmark is the hallmark of this type of movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're not to be confused with what I would consider Lifetime, like having sex with my stepson kind of movies.
Those are weird. These have a good soul in them.
Yes, exactly.
You know, they come from a pure place.
Yeah.
Or they try to.
They try to, at least.
They do their best.
We did see that one.
Oh my gosh. There are several
Bollywood movie was horrible.
We watched this. Oh my gosh. And so, yeah, Christy and I for a long time would drink wine and watch these movies. And then I went to a Riff Tracks with Sarah and she said, oh, I also love those movies and talking about movies while they're going. And so, thus, this podcast was born in my sweaty sunroom in Clearwater, Florida.
As I fan myself.
As Christy fans herself.
I'm getting the vapors.
The vapors. I'm clutching my pearls.
The Southern Belle that we all aspire to be. Oh my goodness. So this is our inaugural episode. And I feel like most women at least know the movies that we're talking about. Was that a firework?
Yeah, we should talk about the fact that it's 4th of July, by the way.
As we record, there are not gunshots. We don't live in the best neighborhood, but those are not gunshots. It's just fireworks that my cat's hiding under the bed. Well, not that one. He's like fearless. I don't know what his deal is. But my other gray cat, he's a literal pussy and he's under the bed. Literal and figurative pussy. So today we are drinking, what is the name of this signature drink of Brazil? Do you remember, Christy?
I'm not going to be able to pronounce it.
Caipiranha?
No,
I'm totally...
Caipirinha.
Caipirinha.
I think Caipirinha.
I had to like think about it.
I massacred it.
Because a good portion of our movie that we're discussing today,
half of the movie, pretty much.
Well, I don't know how much actually takes place in Brazil. She comes from Brazil, but...
It might not be recorded there, but...
Yeah, and it was recorded in California, but it was premiered in Brazil.
It actually had a movie release.
She's a big deal.
It's called Bed and Breakfast.
Accidentally happy. I can't remember.
Love is accidentally happy.
I didn't know there was a colon.
Yeah.
I didn't either. Yeah. That's not
That's why I couldn't find it on IMDb. I was like, seriously, I cannot find it.
What is the IMDb rating? I'm trying to.
It's not.
It's
bed and breakfast, colon, love is a happy accident.
Love is a happy accident. Is a happy...
My mom called me a happy accident.
I always think of you as my little happy accident.
I never planned on you, but it worked out well.
Right. We ended up loving you, so that's good, right?
Yeah, happy accident.
Hey, why not? My mom is like, we prayed for you day and night. And
you're like, I'm sorry.
I know, exactly. And I'm the only child, so I'm like, I must have been a huge
disappointment. Same, I'm an only child, and it's like sorry?
Most of the time it was totally fine. Like, people are like, were you lonely? And I'm like, no, but now I just feel a lot of sorrow for my parents because they put all their hopes and dreams in me.
No.
And I turned out to be pretty mediocre, but
are amazing.
You are too.
That's the best thing about being the youngest. There's like no baby pressure. There was no marriage pressure. My glasses are fogging up from these. I'm getting so warm in here.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't need those headphones. Yeah, don't worry about them. I'm the only one who has to wear the headphones because
I'm taking my Snoopy ears off.
Snoopy ears?
I feel like Snoopy wearing
them. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Yay, Snoopy.
I'm trying to find the synopsis for the movie.
Oh, boy.
There's a trailer. It's the hardest thing to find on IMDb. Like, I literally had to look for Dean Cain.
That's what I'm looking for. Love. It is Bed and Breakfast, colon, Love is a Happy Accident. 2010, but there's an IMDb page for it.
Okay, we should mention also, if you listen to this podcast, which God only knows because it's in its infancy, it is available on Amazon Prime as of today.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's Amazon 2019.
Yes.
And also, I found the full version available. I didn't watch and confirm that it's, but on YouTube.
Oh.
So, okay. As a lot of things are ripped to YouTube, it is one of those things. So, it's very accessible.
It couldn't have been any worse quality than it was on Amazon Prime.
Exactly. It really can't. Ryan walked in and was just like,
Are you watching a home movie?
Exactly. He thought it was made in 95, and I was like, 2010, my baby.
This is from before we graduated high school, huh?
No.
I know. Not actually. Okay. He's like, is this a film you and your friends made with Dean Cain for some reason? And I was like,
not too busy. He's Dumpy and Superman at this point.
Yeah, it turns out, you know, not a big deal. Okay, so the movie is Bed and Breakfast, colon, news to me, Love is a Happy Accident, from 2010.
I can't not laugh every time you say that.
It's so stupid. This is a romantic comedy about a saleswoman from a large department store in Rio who discovers she has an inherited property in the wine country of California. She never could expect what she was finding in Webster, a small country town. And that's another important part about these types of movies that we will be reviewing is that they often star someone who was huge like 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. Hey, listen, I don't fault them. You gotta have money.
They gotta pay the bills.
You gotta have income.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you gonna pay for that beach house?
Yeah, exactly. I'll never fault a has-been because I'm a never was.
Exactly. So, Dean Kane, you're probably a lovely gentleman. You're welcome on the show anytime. Jen almost ruined her laptop. No offense to anybody, but I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, he had Superman.
You have some time.
Get Superman.
Well, okay. For the most... No. There is Joey Lawrence. But for the most part...
No, there is Joey Lawrence. Let us not forget Joey Lawrence.
For the most part, these movies, it's not the actor's fault. And it's just the style. Like, we've talked about this. Mm. It's like you have a bag of tropes. And you're and you've got to hit point A, point B, point C of all these things that have to happen.
Oh, of course.
That don't happen in real life.
There has to be a mistaken identity.
And the key word of this movie was serendipity. Serendipity.
But that's why The Colon is not serendipity, because that's a movie that would get sued.
Exactly. Which was actually a pretty decent movie.
Spoiler alert, probably, too.
True. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, so these things don't happen in real life, so it's hard to write them realistically. So they just come off super stupid cheesy. Oh my god, my Kaipa Hirba is hitting me hard.
This is a strong drink.
Sorry, Brazil.
Hold on,
I'm gonna look it up on.
I know
can you just have the translation?
Caipirinha.
The name of this drink.
There's got to be something.
We'll link the recipe in the comments
section. Yeah.
Edit
us out when we say it wrong, because I don't want to offend anyone. Mm-hmm. Be like, bleep. That's where we'll bleep it. To be fair,
let's just call it
a
chupacabra.
Chupacabra,
yes. Okay. That's what we're having.
Chupacabra, the national drink of Brazil.
The national drink of Brazil.
It's not a Cuba Libre. It's a totally different thing.
Hey, are you a goat-type creature that likes to eat chickens? Good news.
The chupacabra sucks goats. It's the goat sucker.
Yes, it does eat goats.
I know that
from
watching The X-Files.
You're right.
Season 2, I believe. Mm, nerds, fact check me.
Correct.
So yeah, so that's the movie that we watched. If you want to watch it first and then listen to our discussion, it's available on Amazon Prime. YouTube apparently has the full movie in its entirety. Watch it. Pause this. Come back.
Watch it, and we're sorry.
Or watch it high. I think watching it high would probably be the best thing. Mm-hmm. Are you making fun of my composition notebook? Look.
Jen just pulled out her notebook of notes, and she's totally got her pages folded like you're in fourth grade.
These are notes from my old podcast.
That's hysterical. So she doesn't, like, but they're like, it's like little paper origami.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
That's what I used to do when I was in school, and I was like, I'm done with that chapter.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I love it.
Don't look to the past. Only to the present.
I'm moving forward to the future.
Yeah, it's queen.
Okay, yeah. I'm curious to see first thing you guys noticed when the credits were rolling. Anyone?
Oh my god!
All right, can I just say first of all? Okay, we preface this that Jen and I used to watch these movies drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Or on wine. We're not alcoholics. Well, we are, but
Way to do it.
But we would
whatever drunk is for
we would
Friday
have
at
a
3.
Couple of exactly. Because that's the other part you didn't mention. This would be like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because it was like before your husband got home from work.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So I had to find time to watch this movie, and Matt leaves for work at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he refused to watch this with me.
Imagine.
I know. I can't imagine why. So I started this movie at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh my god.
And was watching it on my phone. And because I was also taking notes on my phone, I had to keep...
that's a lot.
I had to kind of go back and forth.
When it went to subtitles, you must have been fucked
annoyed.
Up.
There's a note in there about that. Yeah, so I'm at a snark disadvantage because I was sober and I had to keep pausing to take notes. So... Mm. But then I paused about halfway through, and I was like, I'm going to finish this. But then I realized that if I was going to do the morning thing again so Matt wouldn't watch it, it would have had to been this morning, and we had the day off today. I said,
spousal abuse.
Yeah, pretty much. I told him, I was like, you're watching the second half. I caught him up, and he's like, you really don't need to catch me
up. You don't need to catch me up. It's not a complicated plot.
He's like, I'm good. I'm going to play Matchington Manor
on my phone
the whole time.
I get it, yeah.
So then I watched the rest of it last night, but it was... literally like right when I got home, and I had my vodka soda, and it had not kicked in yet. So, so I watched this movie.
So. I was sober too. Same. I have to say,
I was sober. Yeah.
This is a mistake that we're not going to make in future.
No, never. We'll probably just watch it together, drink, then record.
Exactly.
That's what we can plan.
However, I was half asleep, so it was almost like I was drunk.
Oh, that's a similar feeling.
Okay, we'll take it.
That's a similar feeling.
So, anyways, credits. I didn't really have much. I did not take notes. I was gonna, and then I was like, no.
I'll build off ours.
I'll remember all the gold because there was
a lot of it. Memorable movie. Yeah. The first thing I wrote when the credits were rolling was, "Hey, Bill Ingvall's in this."
Oh boy! Yeah.
Everyone knows Bill Ingvall from his famous comedy career.
If you had known that, would you have picked this movie?
Yeah.
I would have extra picked it. It was like a bonus gold that I didn't know about when I picked this movie. I was just like, oh, shut the front door. Bill Ingvall.
And could you imagine what type of character he was playing?
I wanted him to be a Brazilian.
Could you figure it out?
Oh my gosh, if he was just like, or no.
No, I mean, I was like, oh, he's playing the racist redneck guy. Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. You know. I expected him to say, here's your sign at one point. He never once says, here's your sign. Mm-hmm. That's his big bit, if you're not familiar with
it. I am not familiar.
The, what is his there? Him and Foxworthy. And
it's the redneck tour.
No, it's not called redneck tour.
Yeah, no, I think it's
Blue Collar.
Blue Collar, yes, Blue Collar comedy. I have watched it because my people are rednecks. They're like, Jennifer, you
like
comedy.
I feel like your father's a fan.
Yes, and my father and I will defend the actual stand-up comedy.
Oh, my dad
career.
Watches it too, I've watched it with him.
Ron White, who is part of that tour, is legitimately hilariously funny, and my father and I have gone to see him live and tell his horribly dirty sexual jokes, and people are like, hey, there's your older boyfriend, and I'm like, yo, that would be my father, and we came to see this show together.
We're here together.
But no, he has a legitimately great, and you know, Foxworthy's jokes are good. I mean, I know he pays other people to write them. You know, some of them are fine.
Yeah. My first thought was terrible cinematography and quality of film.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I can't say that I am a film aficionado in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
I have been friends with people who have been into it or dated people who have been into it and been like, oh, look at the like perspective they use. I'm like, oh, okay, I wouldn't have noticed, but now that you mention it, cool. Yeah. I was just like, why? What's happening right now?
Have you ever been to Wine Country? Like,
I have not.
I want to.
Okay.
I don't feel like I've been from this movie.
Is Wine Country deserted and only has like five people?
It's dusty. Yeah. It is dusty.
Okay.
The great movie to watch is Bottle Shock.
I love that movie.
Yeah, okay.
That's a really good representation. That's Wine Country in the 70s.
It's actually really beautiful land. Even when the grapes aren't growing and everything like that, it's still just like fields and fields. And you feel like, feel healthy and you feel like,
oh yeah,
nice being there.
I've been to Northern California and I've never breathed better because it's humid as hell here in Florida.
Well, sure.
They made this area looks so ugly that which I get they have to do because the whole premise is this place is like a shithole and
podunk,
podunk town that nobody ever would visit.
Is Webster, California a real place?
I have no idea.
I'm a Google
Dr.
it
right now.
Get on that.
I'm getting my Google rectangle out, y'all.
Hey, Siri, is Webster.
Dear Siri, please kindly inform me.
Dearest Siri.
So the very first real scene you see is Dean Cain's
character. It's a real
character.
Place.
It is a real place.
I imagine it is.
Is it in Wine
Country? I am so sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Webster, California, an unincorporated community in YOLO County.
YOLO.
YOLO is a county? They only live once there.
Wikipedia says in YOLO County, California, located on...
It's a magical county where you only live once.
It's a town inhabited by a bunch of teenagers doing stupid parkour tricks.
It's a real place.
Oh my god, okay.
It's a real place, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like it's right.
And I'm sure it's overrun with fans from this film.
Oh, I bet
it's like how New Zealand has tourism for Lord of the Rings.
I bet the bus tours in this place are off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
This is the actual rundown in from Bed and Breakfast.
It's still not done.
No, okay. Yeah, and that's another thing is like they kept talking about how rundown this house was, and I'm like, you could paint the trim, but
yeah,
it was a beautiful,
it's still good,
probably still worth millions.
I'd still be happy to live there or you know, stay for a week.
It was a beautiful house.
Yeah. No, it was a perfectly fine house.
All right, so you're saying it opens with...
Oh, yeah, it opens with, we learn Dean Cain's character is making a unveiling... Oh, shit, I dropped the cap in my highlighter.
This is why we edit. It's okay.
I'm going to edit that out.
God bless.
And he has, he's opening up this bed and breakfast mm-hmm. of this place that we're assuming he owns wholly himself.
Uh-huh.
And his backstory is revealed by two teeny bopper valley girls driving by.
And they're like, don't you want to come with us? And he's like, I'm literally hanging a sign right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm clearly busy.
Can I read my note for that?
Yes.
Really? The guy is in gloves and a sweaty t-shirt and you want him to hop in your car? This is Hallmark, not a porn.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. It was like, we've been dying to do a three-way.
I do feel like Hallmark dips their toe in like, oh.
But I don't think this is actually Hallmark, though. Remember, we just established
it. Oh, it's not.
Because it was released in Brazil and then a straight to DVD in the United States.
And I haven't seen much of Brazilian cinema, but if this is the indicator,
I'm into it though.
I'll go. I'll totally see it.
I feel like it's like, I can't really say because Bollywood's awesome, but it's like Indian cinema.
Bollywood is awesome.
But a step, like 15 steps down.
Yeah.
So.
Via these two chicks who drive by and want to take Dean Cain to wine country with them, we learned that he was on TMZ and was somehow done wrong.
He was married. He married.
He was
the local boy who somehow met. This storyline
was just like, yeah, they were lost over it.
Yeah, he somehow fell in love with, like, she was probably like the. Trying to think of the it girl. She was like the Jennifer Lawrence of her time. Like,
oh yeah,
like,
yeah
she
yeah,
was
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of like yeah. a you know.
It was her first major movie, but it hadn't been released yet. And she fell in love with him, right before Hunger Games. Let's be real.
And they fell in love, got married in like a whirlwind fashion, and then of course her next movie,
Vegas
she
marriage.
Totally Angelina Jolie'd him and cheated on him with her co-star.
Oh yeah,
and then divorced him. So his heart was broken.
Yeah, he was a simple man who had a broken heart and was all over TMZ.
And
which
all
they,
he wanted to do was fix up this bed and breakfast.
Yeah, and in the same breath, these girls mention TMZ, but then they need direction. And I'm like, does Google Maps not work in Webster?
Did they have Google Maps in 2010?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
I know
Waze didn't exist.
Waze did not exist, but I'm pretty
sure. So they probably did not have Waze or... turn-by-turn Google Maps.
I guess not, because they're asking him just for instructions.
But they didn't seem like the brightest women in the world, too, so they probably just had the little Razor phone that didn't really have.
Razor phone. Yeah. Was that 2010? That feels
a little bit late.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like we had iPhones.
I got married in 2010, and we had iPhones. Legit iPhones.
Because I got my iPhone about 10 years ago.
I've never had it. I'm an Android girl back.
That's okay. Yeah. That's all right.
But, I feel like I did have a smartphone.
But still, I remember, like, 10 years ago when I got my iPhone, I never used it for, like, maps or anything like that. I don't think. I think I did Facebook and...
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, fireworks.
Sorry.
Celebrate America.
All right.
I thought you were going to go straight Disney, and I was like,
straight.
We're going to do some old school Wishes song right now.
What was
Wishes. Dream a dream.
The next note I have, Bill Ingvall sets Dean Cain, what's Dean Cain's character name? Did anyone even make a note?
Jake. His name's Jake.
Jake. Okay. Yep.
I was like, of course his name's Jake.
Yeah, because that's your typical white guy, cute guy name. Yeah.
Yeah,
cute guys,
high school,
little
Jake.
White or
yeah,
Jake.
He's probably a football player in high school.
Oh, sure.
Woo.
So he sets him up on this date that is a fucking disaster.
My next note, though, was before the date started, was life goal. I want to be the cheesy lounge singer in a TV movie.
Oh, okay.
Can we talk about this pocket full of love song?
Pocket full of love.
That was clearly made up. It was just like, and a guy and a girl that go to a restaurant.
Boy meets a girl, their love is so loud, and he says to her, I've got a pocket full of love.
They got a pocket full of love.
Obviously, the director owed him a favor. So, I mean, like, I'm trying to figure, because granted, we're only like 5 minutes into the movie, and it completely took me out of the movie, because I was like, who is this guy?
He was the focus of his scenes.
Oh my God, he was so...
He blew.
No,
as he should be.
I feel sad for the set designer, because he chewed that scenery up.
Oh my gosh.
Like, even as like the scene's going on, you kind of heard him in the background, and you're like, what is
this? Yeah, he was on in the background. Absolutely. And the entire...
But here's my thing. I got some really Randy Newman energy from him, where I feel like he was...
I thought the same thing.
Like, maybe I felt like he was narrating the entire scene
exactly
as it happened.
Yeah, he was just like, the girl doesn't seem that into it, but TMZ was on.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm going.
He's kind of famous. IMDb.
I feel like that would be an IMDb note that maybe he was the person who...
Oh, we should look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God,
yeah. Oh, the music.
Thank God it's in my recent searches, because I would never find it.
We do have to talk about just the soundtrack alone.
Okay, the music was all over the place in this movie.
It was like 90s like pop stuff.
Oh, man.
Really? Yeah.
And then it would go back into like... Every once in a while there was like a film noir thing, as though there was a mystery happening. But I was like, there's no mystery here. Movie.
We know who these people are.
What are we doing?
Yeah. We've known them since like...
The only trivia is that this was the direct directorial debut of the director, which soundtracks, though.
Yeah. And that, yeah, so he was hooked up on this date by Bill Engvall, who knows this girl from, I don't know, whatever.
From wherever. She's in town.
She's in town, and all she does is talk about the... relationship he's had with his ex, which is, by the way, first date etiquette, not great.
No, not cool. Ask him about himself, what he likes.
I can't find anything about the music, but yeah, my note on that was like, that was literally everything. That was the textbook of everything wrong to do on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a bitch. I'm sorry, she was a bitch.
She clearly was like,
I'm not into you.
Also,
you're clearly not into me, so I'm gonna leave, and I'm going to take my food to go.
She took her food to go, and she was just to go.
She shot.
You're not
her
ready
wine.
For this, and yep. then did
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and she really
shotgunned her wine. Also, cried.
That was so
cried.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot she cried.
She did
hysterically,
cry.
And that's where I was like, oh, there's the complete hallmark sign. TM, wink, wink.
Yeah.
That this is a horrible movie. Why are you crying? You don't know him.
There's no reason to be upset.
Why are you crying?
We had to show the audience that she was clearly a crazy bitch, mm-hmm. and that he was better off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Letting this go.
We're like, yeah,
she
you shouldn't be on
she,
this
I forgot
date.
She cried.
Oh, she cried.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But then she stopped crying to shotgun her wine and take her food home.
Okay, so, but here's the problem was, it was her fault, because she's like, tell me all about your horrible relationship.
Exactly.
And then he started to tell her, and she's like,
you don't want me!
And it's like, no, I don't, because
I didn't
just
even
want to
be here.
I'm not even divorced yet, and I don't even want to be here. You're just here to get out of a parking ticket by my brother.
Yep.
Yeah. Which can we talk about? Dean Cain is related to Bill Engvall.
Yeah,
what?
No. He must be adopted.
There's
like,
no
what
way
kind of
they
weird
the
gene
pool? No.
Yeah. No way.
Had
no.
Been adopted.
I don't know.
Like, Bill Engvall's from, like, the kind of kiddie pool / hot tub that's connected to the nice
hot tub. He was a hot tub
saltwater
baby,
pool
sure.
that is Dean Cain.
Yeah, exactly.
Very clear.
Like, so it was probably an infinity.
He still is a handsome man.
He is. No, he's good looking.
He has aged well. Yeah.
He is doing pretty good.
Like a fine wine that no one drinks in this movie.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, they're in wine country, and like,
no one drinks wine.
They drank a bottle of wine at the big party, I think.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which
we'll get to that big party.
Yeah. We will.
But that is the only time they drank wine.
Yeah, wine country, and it's mostly beer.
I don't think anybody drank. They must not have had the budget to have them actually drink anything.
they couldn't even put Welch's grape juice in a wine glass.
They just couldn't get glasses. They didn't have the budget for that. No. Because we only have wine glasses, we have to use them in this one scene. You know, you'll drink out of the water fountain and like it.
Something they did not have the budget for was smooth transitions.
No.
Because my note is, and suddenly we're in Brazil.
Yep.
Like,
here we are.
All of a sudden, you see, because you don't know you're in Rio de Janeiro until you see the Jesus.
We saw him.
And we saw Jesus,
and then it was time
for us to visit the store.
Did you notice the quality of the film got a little bit better then because they were using stock footage? You know they didn't go to Brazil for that. Right?
I didn't, but that's perfect.
I mean, it's like, oh, hey. I mean, not that it's great, but it's the standard helicopter around Jesus.
Yeah, like, hey, because you don't know you're in Brazil unless you see Jesus.
Unless you
yes.
Know. Yeah.
Arms outstretched.
I actually don't have as many notes at this point because for like the next 20 minutes of the movie, it's all in Portuguese.
It is.
And it's all subtitles, and it's fast.
Yeah.
And it's not.
It is really fast.
I thought I was a fast reader, and I was like, whoa, hold up.
I rewound several times to figure out exactly what was going on. Mm-hmm.
But again, because this was released in Brazil first, you have to imagine that all the Portuguese speaker were annoyed up to this point, going, we're really going to have to read subtitles this whole time. And then they're like, oh, yay, we're at the
thank goodness.
Yeah.
And they only get like 20% of their own language.
I know. Oh, when that lawyer is like, English only, please. I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh, my gosh.
that part, I was like, okay, I get it.
The Portuguese, and I'm going to find a drop to put in right here. The Portuguese boyfriend trying to say the exclamation of what was supposed to be G. In, like, G, but it was like, Caraca!
Caraca!
Or something. It was so bad. Is that what it sounded? Because all I saw was G, and I started laughing.
Because it wasn't so the proper reaction.
Yeah, I was like, what happened?
It was whatever the Portuguese exclamation of some type is. Yeah. Like, wow, gee, or oh my.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was different.
But was he excited or was he put off?
I will literally never know.
To be fair, both times he said it, I felt like it was like a, aw, shucks.
Yeah.
Not like a gee, it was a,
So should we like say, okay, here's what's happening at this point because... Like
we skip ahead because this is where we're introduced to the female protagonist of the movie, Anna,
who's gorgeous,
who is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
She is gorgeous. Yes. It's
she was
disturbing.
A Playboy model, and she was like in 2007. She was like the Playmate of the Year.
I may look that up.
Not surprised.
Honestly, if she came in, I might like be like, sorry, Ryan, she wants me. I've never been a lesbian before, but if I'm gone,
I feel like I should try.
She has that body that she can wear the high waisted skirt and has that little bit of a pooch. Like I was thinking of Pulp Fiction. She's like, I want a pooch. I was like,
a pot belly.
She just had but it wasn't a pot belly. It was just the curve.
It was
her.
Just like, this is what a woman like, is supposed
this is
to be what, shaped
this is where
like.
Babies are made and this
exactly.
is like the most sacred place for a baby to be.
I'm going to remind you of my womb.
She was so beautiful.
No,
she was very
and her
pretty.
Legs were like amazing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know.
Yes. Beautiful woman.
There's like
very
several.
True.
I'm having to fan myself.
We would all leave our significant others for this woman who played Anna. And what was her name?
Anna.
The actress.
I'm trying to pull it up. Interestingly enough, I just Googled bed and breakfast to try to find the movie, and Webster, New York popped up after as a suggestion.
Because your phone's listening to you.
Oh, of course.
Your phone is
they're always listening. So, I mean, I'm just saying they're after us.
Yeah, I didn't put her name down, but it's something with a P. Like, her last name starts with a P. Yeah, she's beautiful, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she works at a department store. A super gorgeous woman works at this department store. I kind of doubt it, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Which, reading the synopsis was not what I was expecting because it's like they make it sound like she's an heiress. She receives
an inheritance
from her father.
Exactly. It's so
and I
different.
Was like, she's working in like... Like basically, it's a H&M. I think is like
it looked like maybe Macy's.
But it was such a blatant product placement. Did you notice? Did y'all see the post scene credit? Is there a post? Okay.
Oh, so, I have a huge
so
thing about
I,
that.
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure that like that department store probably financed this movie because they made a big deal of like showing the logo and stuff like that and everything. And so I was like, why is she working at this department store if she's got a wealthy? Because apparently her father was. Wealthy.
That's what we're led to believe.
Well, apparently. Her name is Juliana Pais.
That's it.
Pais. So yes.
Pais.
Yeah.
Yes. Pais.
The most gorgeous woman ever to be in
I don't
want to
say it
movies.
Wrong, but yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's working in this department store and she seems to be the only person in her family and inner circle that has a job and works for a living because her brother's a deadbeat gambler who...
Yeah, he breaks in and is like, I need money by tomorrow.
Yeah, he's basically about to get her fired because she has this horrible stereotype of a gay man for a boss.
Oh, my
who
God.
Is hovering every Bartholomew or whatever.
He's
yes,
terrible.
Bartholomew.
And he always just pops in. I'm like, I don't know anyone whose boss is always like, oh, I see you're having personal problems.
Yeah.
Just right up at your shoulder.
So he pops in. I've got this huge problem. Makes this huge like scene. and is like grabbing her, and I was like, yeah. And I don't think they immediately established that it was her brother, so I was like, is this her boyfriend?
No, that was weird. Okay,
yeah, because we had not yet met the boyfriend. Yeah.
Well, no. And when we met the boyfriend, I was confused that that wasn't the brother still, because they looked alike. I was
they
totally looked alike, and I was like, is this the same person? And because they were speaking so fast, I couldn't really distinguish the two, but I was like, dude, you need money from her and you're about to get her fired. So you need to go.
Yeah. That's the boyfriend does the same thing where it's like she works, like, yes, it's a department store, so it's a public space, but you can't just be walking into where people work.
Well, and that's why I was confused. I was like, now why is he there? I thought that was the brother again. the only time I ever realized it was the boyfriend is because when she went to go visit, he's a surfer dude, I guess. And
oh my God.
Yeah, it's really unclear what the boyfriend does. He has hookups.
He parties,
so maybe he's an trust fund child or something.
He seemed excited about the money she was going to inherit.
He is not a well-rounded character.
No.
The boyfriend is not well-rounded.
Yeah.
Well, we can't care about him because Dean Cain.
No.
Well, you could never care about him with Dean Cain.
Yeah.
And I also want to get to the most important part for the opening of the film, where they're emailing because, Anna's father dies.
Yes.
We get to, and she has what she's expecting this inheritance. And her brother, by the way, is not involved in whatever this is happening. Her father dies and she's just handling everything. The brother's running from goons.
Well, he's probably been disowned at this point.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Because can we also talk about, during this time she finds out her father's passed away, her lawyer, who she seems to also be best friends with.
I didn't know what was up with this lawyer because I was like, I kept writing down the money manager.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was a lawyer for a long time. I never joke about death or
fashion.
Yes.
As she tells him her father passed away, and he's like, you know I never joke about death or fashion.
The fact that her father actually died is such an afterthought.
It's like, oh, he's dead now, it's fine, I guess. Well, like, what do I do about this?
Like, they had an estranged relationship, like, maybe...
Right.
Maybe he, you know, he not disowned his children, but for whatever...
Was very absent.
Something happened that he was not involved in.
They weren't a great family unit.
Yeah, so she had to fend for herself, because if they didn't have a good relationship, she would have known that he was a terrible person and was in this debt and this money problem.
Yeah, because she finds out that basically she thinks she's getting an inheritance, but really she gets this huge debt. Which, is that actually how it works? Like, if my parents... Mm-hmm. I'm not positive about this.
I think it's things like if you own the house and... Maybe,
yeah, I've heard credit card debt does not transfer.
But, like, house and property.
But property and stuff, yeah. But, like, at the end of the day, she would have done okay selling the place anyway. So, I don't know. It's very weird, but...
So, anyway, so part of her actual inheritance is this plot of land in Webster, California, which we learn is the actual place where Dean Cain is. So, that's there. And so, they're like, well, this guy's living there, but it's your place because you inherited it because it belonged to her grandmother she never met or something.
Never.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, she's never met this grandma. I've got a note on that one later.
Yeah, no, that's a very weird situation. So she goes to email him. Okay. God, so their first exchange is this email exchange. And how she gets his email, no one.
Yeah.
I was like, his email was where that you were able to contact him? She gets the email and he's just like, what? She's pulling my chain.
Well, no, did she see she did it all in caps, which I'm sorry. You're a serial killer if you type all in caps.
Yes.
Yeah, you are living in my house. I want you out.
Exactly. Yeah.
She sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm sorry. That's how
get to the chopper.
That's what all caps sounds like.
Yeah, it is. It is very much like yelling.
But yeah, so he thinks that she's Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall thinks it's like a scam.
A Russian bot. It's a Russian bot scam.
This is where good old Bill comes.
I know. Without this is wisdom, what would you do?
Peak Bill.
I don't know.
At his billiest.
It's true.
No, that comes later.
Okay, you're right. Oh. Yeah, we can talk. We'll get to it. Oh, he's like, oh, tell her to screw herself. And he says, well, go screw yourself or whatever. And she's like, no, you go screw yourself. So this is like a real you've got mail situation.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, this is the... You've
got butts.
So they've reached into the bag of tropes and they pulled out there is a misunderstanding.
The misunderstanding, exactly.
So, yeah, so he... he texts her or emails her back, "Screw you," which, oh.
Ooh, yeah, ooh. This is some rough language. Yeah.
And then Bill says, has the bright idea of shooting the moon.
Exactly, shooting the moon. The classic, I guess, because they're brothers, that they used to moon people in wine country. And so they send a
what
picture.
Else are you going to do in Webster, California?
I don't know. Apparently moon people.
Apparently just moon people. And so they send this photo of his rear, which is not a good photo. And this
not
is
the best butt.
Nothing against Dean Cain's butt,
Superman's
but I just feel
like, ass has gotten flabby.
It's just like
a flat ass.
It's just a very like meh butt. It's not terrible, but it's a butt.
We're not going to edit this part out, but I could go take a picture of Matt's ass right now. You're like, oh, that's what Dean Cain's ass looks
right,
like.
Right, exactly. Like, this is like, and to which I'm like, was that really Dean Cain's butt? I don't know.
It couldn't have.
And it was this weird, like, side angle. Yeah, it was not good.
You can't have crack. I think there's probably an FCC.
It was probably, like, yeah, you can't have full on, like, two cheeks and a crack.
It was not a
classy cleavage.
But.
Classy ass cleavage.
But. Speaking of butts. The thing that cracked me up, though, is that everybody's so of course she shows it to everybody she works with.
Yes.
They're like, what an amazing ass. And I'm like, are you seeing the same ass?
Exactly. No. They were like, oh, but it's a cute butt. And I'm like, from that photo?
Really?
Why?
That photo?
I've seen Brazilian. I saw the Olympics and I saw some of those men's butts.
Uh-huh.
And they had some good butts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Brazilian ladies.
No one is impressed with that butt photo.
Not in Brazil, anyway.
No.
Not in Brazil.
Yeah.
Maybe you got way better butts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anywho's. Oh, again, this is like, I think I might have been dozing off because I could see my nose.
I think I might have been dozing off.
The movie seared in my brain, unfortunately. And I'm like, damn, I skipped a lot of movies without taking notes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, and then here's the mystery that's laid out before us is like, how is it that Dean Cain clearly feels he has ownership of this property because he's starting a bed and breakfast, but then she's like, no, it's in my family. Well, how does he own it?
Yeah,
we don't find out.
We don't really find out. That's kind of a bit of a twist or
we find that out later, but yeah.
There's a handwritten note from her grandmother, Florence, who he was best friends with. Okay.
He was her handyman or something.
I bet he was her handyman.
I know. They were like, you were having sex with my grandmother? No.
Yeah.
But they did something, probably. Yeah. I mean, over the pants, maybe.
Yeah. So
over
she
the pants.
Yeah, so she gets all like, I can't believe this is happening. And her...
There are so many fireworks
there's
going
so,
on
like,
right
World
now.
World War III is going on.
Yeah.
And her money manager, who's another, like, just like... stereotype gay man sort of thing.
Okay, Kit, I want to skip to a different thing because we're talking about this right now. He's supposed to be the stereotype, but then it turns out he's not gay.
He's just British.
He's just,
is what
which
he
is
says.
Like, this is 2010. That joke is so old.
Yeah. That would have played well in the 50s.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh,
it was
the British,
shameful.
And it was like a shamefully terrible joke. Yeah. I was like, oh.
But
okay.
they're wanting us to think he's gay, and so
this entire time.
Has this great idea. Let's go. I'll pay for it. I've always wanted to go to California
because he's enamored with cowboys or something, which is weird.
Okay.
Which, so when you think cowboys, do you think wine country?
No, but when they get to California, the first thing he wants to do is go to this, like, cowboy store to get a cowboy outfit. And I'm really mad, though, that we didn't get the, like, montage of clothes changes.
Oh, yes. Right?
So, like, something with tassels.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, he pops out and then he just comes out in the stupid outfit. And you're like, oh, man. Didn't even show
that's
us all,
good
all
trope.
The other outfits.
We didn't get a clothing try
on
montage.
That must have ended up on the editing
floor. That's true.
That's in the DVD extras.
The only montage we get, which I love a montage, and especially in these types of movies, these straight to, well, apparently this wasn't straight to TV, but as far as Americans are concerned, straight to TV. We get like a decorating, like a montage.
No, we got that.
Yeah, that's the
only one
we get is like her decorating.
Yeah.
So it's like the decorating and fixing things in the house.
We got one of Dean Cain doing it and one of her doing it.
And one of her hanging curtains.
So they show up, but they have to set the premise that there's a reason why they're going to stay in this bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm. So they show people just randomly showing up to the unfinished bed and breakfast.
One of which I wrote, Julia Duffy.
I love her.
She is such an amazing comedic actress. Horribly, way back to the...
Horribly underused in this.
Very underused. Yeah. And she does the best she can. But, I mean, designing women, this is not.
Yes.
So no. She is not doing amazing. But, oh yeah. My gosh, I saw her and I was like, oh!
Yeah, I was so. I thought she was gonna be like,
oh my god,
giving the advice. She's mm-hmm. gonna be the wise sage. Maybe she did, and again,
the sweet
ended up
lady
on the
that
cutting room floor.
Hangs back and says, "Listen,
I feel like there's something on the cutting
property.
Room floor."
Yeah,
exactly.
You want to get some of that property?
She did kind of have that vibe because she clearly wanted to bone Dean Cain. She
I
also
mean,
thought
doesn't?
His yeah. butt was cute.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. She was all like, oh, and her husband was a bit uptight, so it was like.
Oh, he was a jerk. He was like, I just want to sit on the couch and not do anything. Do I really have to go drink wine?
No, you're in wine country. Saying it. I guess you don't have
My
to.
My favorite guest, though. Can you guess who that was?
The Japanese couple?
The Japanese sex couple.
Oh, the horny Lord. Japanese
that
couple.
Was, and when I say my favorite, I mean the Ooh. Worst.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, so they're so horny.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, because we're on our honeymoon. But we've all been on a honeymoon.
Uh-huh.
Remember how you couldn't stop dry humping in hotel lobbies?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Right? I couldn't stop to be
and
a human being.
Just like, I could not interact with other people. I was just like, I want to fuck this dude.
And did he seem like he was like 50 and she was like maybe 21 years
yeah.
old?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was freaked out by that.
Too. Yeah. I mean, she seemed into it.
She was like a total anime character. You know, she yeah. was like big eyes and like, uh-huh. Oh, I just want to have sex with my husband.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Can we talk about their sex noises?
Oh, yes, we can.
Because once what? Anna and this lawyer, they check in and they're trying to do jokes, but then, or jokes. Do their research or whatever, and then
but they're and don't forget they're posing as a married couple.
They're
too.
Oh right. Yes, so they're posing
which
because
half a day.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for them to otherwise.
They have the worst maid ever, by the way. So.
Mm-hmm. Maria.
We'll
oh
talk,
no.
We'll talk. We'll unpack her.
We'll later. Have to uh-huh. unpack the lovely jewel that is Maria.
Oh, absolutely.
Later. But yes, this Japanese couple. So she's like, their whole thing is they're so horny for one another. Like mm-hmm. they just can't not, and they're. And this is the downfall, if you've ever stayed at a bed and breakfast, is it is more...
It's a house.
It's yeah. You're in someone's house. So if you're going to have loud sex, you probably don't want to do it in a bed
no,
and breakfast.
No.
That's why you go to the Hilton.
Well, and all bed and breakfasts have the old brass frame bread that's like...
Oh, yeah.
My chair is going to take this.
Yeah, exactly. But they were having over-the-top incredible
And all you heard was...
Yeah, a lot of, and her
and her goes, ah, and you're like, no one.
She's not having a
no,
good time.
No yeah. one makes those sounds.
That's an insane sound to make during sex.
Yeah, it is.
But of course, everybody hears it and is uncomfortable.
And even at breakfast, they try to like.
Oh, yeah, they're like making out, and he's like, do you want to take your breakfast in bed? Like,
and they're like, ooh, okay? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just like, get
that's
out
a good
of
idea.
Here. Yeah, it's like, no, we just don't want to watch you guys try to hump each other.
Exactly. Like, why would you even come down to breakfast? Clearly,
and
you
I'm
weren't.
I'm sorry, who dry humps over the age of 16, really? Is that a thing?
I mean, if you're first dating.
I guess
dating
if you're first
you're just
dating.
Like, I mean, might as well. But then, I mean.
Might as well.
The sure. pants come off anyway, so yeah. who cares?
Eventually.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, unless you've got on your purity ring. Yes. It's like, what are we doing? Don't
Jesus is here. We have to.
I can't pretend that I didn't own a purity ring. But I was a Baptist girl.
Oh, gosh.
I'm so sorry.
It went by the wayside eventually. Besides, because I didn't get married until I was 30, so stuff happened in between.
That's okay.
And the lawyer are in town and they run into Maria because they almost hit her.
Almost kill her.
At this deserted intersection of what's, I guess, Main Street Webster,
yeah,
but they didn't have enough money for extras, so.
No, there's no one around.
It's a back lot somewhere.
Yeah. There's a tumbleweed in the background, probably.
Yeah. And did you guys notice that she was walking away from a store called Cookbooks Plus?
Oh, Lord.
No. I only remember that from later on in the movie because that's where she goes to get the spoiler alert.
Yeah. Mm. Cookbooks Plus.
Plus.
Everything that's not
I guess
just cookbooks.
That's
Because I think that's probably where she goes to get all the curtains and stuff that she gets later on.
I don't know. She was really into the wind chimes. It's
probably the only story now.
Oh, Anna loves those wind chimes.
Oh, yeah. She caresses them later. I've got a note about that. Yeah.
Something happens.
Yeah. No, so they get back from town and check in. And the lawyer goes somewhere wearing an orange European Speedo.
Oh, to go running.
Is that what he was doing?
That was the next morning. He was like, good morning, Maria. I'm just going to go. And I'm like, why are you wearing this?
A banana hammock.
And Maria was horny.
There's a possum.
All right, so we were talking about his banana hammock and...
the money lawyer, which I thought the entire time he was the money manager.
Are we recording now?
What's his name? Yeah, we're
recording. Oh, okay, cool. All right. Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, yeah, babe. Oh.
Okay. All right, so the money manager...
We stopped around the possum and his banana hammock. The next night,
the possum's banana hammock. He was kind of a sexy possum.
I think he was a juvenile possum.
He was creeping.
Ew, I feel dirty now.
Okay. We're talking about tropes.
Yes.
The big trope that I wrote down was that the dog likes Anna.
Yes, that's okay.
The dog, the wisdom of the canine,
which is the cutest dog.
That golden lab. He was adorable.
I had written down the dog always knows.
Can we talk about the dog's name for a second?
Yes, please.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Now, and spoiler alert for everyone who hasn't watched the show yet or the movie. At the end, in the credits, the dog's real name was Roman. So it said Roman the dog as Kevin. I'm like, why didn't you name him Roman in the movie? That's such a better name.
Yeah, it is.
An insult to a dog
didn't
to name
explain
him Kevin.
Didn't he explain why his name was Kevin? I feel like there was an explanation.
I don't recall anything.
If I missed it.
I feel like there the was.
Listeners, email
us. You know
what,
let's rewatch it.
Yes.
I'll register some sort of Gmail you guys can message us on.
I feel like he explained it had something to do with his brother, Bill Ingvall.
But they had like a third brother that was as different looking than Bill Ingvall and TK.
I can't remember. That can't be right, though, because the dog wasn't that old.
So no.
It's not like, he was still kind of a puppy.
I don't know. I didn't reason. But I wrote down that the fact that the dog likes Anna is Hallmark movie for It's Meant to Be.
If your dog likes
another single person.
However, dogs mostly like everybody unless they're like really evil. So
unless they're mean dogs.
So. No, I mean, I wonder if he had that dog when he was married to the movie star.
Because he's still not even divorced officially.
Because... spoiler for the rest of the movie. Remember
the
when the smoothie?
Her.
Yeah, the dog does not like the ex movie star lady that comes
she
to visit.
She also didn't like the dog,
and she didn't like the dog.
Yeah, so
The dog. Listen, if you guys have dogs and you're single, listen to who they. You should only date people they love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let us talk about Hank.
Oh, God.
Okay,
first of all, before we got there, they did put Anna in a swimsuit.
I thought maybe the banana hammock
was he was going out. There was a pool in the backyard. So I was like, okay. But they never...
No pool. She just hangs out in a swimsuit.
She's like, well, now I'm going to go sun. And that was only to show that, hey, she used to be a Playboy model. Because she looked beautiful.
Because she's got a banging body.
She did.
Yes. And then we... Okay, so did they... Yeah, okay, no. And then they go to see Hank.
Who is a realtor or a lawyer? She's like in between.
Property
lawyer.
Lawyer.
Yeah.
And Hank is short for Harriet. Anybody else know someone named Harriet that goes by Hank?
No, but I think I've seen that in the movie
before. Is that for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen a woman named Hank before.
And can we just call her Budget Melissa McCarthy?
Thank you.
Yes.
She was.
Yes.
And she wasn't funny and she wasn't interesting at all.
No, she really wasn't.
She was, and then they tried, okay, there was her character and also the male lady character they tried
to
make.
I thought there was going to be a romance with her. Or with Dean Cain. She seemed like she showed up and she was like, oh, because
she probably was into him.
Yeah, she cock-blocked
Well, who wouldn't they?
Right?
Ah! Something. Well, she opened his fucking mail. I know.
Yeah.
Right.
She was like, "That's important," and pulls out half the document. I'm like, "That's straight up illegal, bro.
It is. It's a felony. Well,
that is a felony." That was just prefacing that everybody in this town is loose in their morals because hi, Maria, the maid, who's like the worst maid ever, she's like going through their property and their personal papers, and it's like you're that's illegal. You can't snoop through right. stuff.
I mean, they weren't doing a great job of hiding them. They just left
but
it
still,
on top.
Yeah, but still, she. I mean, that's it. Mind your own.
Yeah, she was all like, "They're not from Spain. They're from Brazil." And I was like, "What?
Which
does it matter
cares?
To you,
well,
bitch?"
But the thing is, too, is like. Yeah, because wasn't she speaking Spanish to them and they didn't understand her because they were Portuguese and he's British and
or what does he? I assume
well,
he
no,
didn't
he
speak
said
either.
He didn't speak either because he says English only, please.
Okay.
So he never learned it.
So he lives in Rio, but
he's an entitled white man who lives in Rio who refuses.
To listen, that's probably what I would be if I moved to Rio.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody
entitled white man. Ooh.
Yeah, everybody speaks English there, but. Yeah. But yeah, I think because she was speaking Spanish to her, and she thinks she really understood what she was saying. So, it was like,
yeah, there was this whole like, Maria didn't like that they were lying about Spain.
Her spidey sense went off of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which she was right. But again, it's like people are, you know, maybe that's their fun, sexy game. Maybe Ryan and I want to go to a hotel and pretend like we're Canadian.
Yeah.
We're from Winnipeg.
Maybe that's our fun, sexy game.
Maybe that's our fun, sexy Canadian maple syrup game.
Yes.
You don't know. Who
you
cares?
Don't know what if we're into maple syrup.
It doesn't matter how we keep our spark alive.
It's true. Now I know what to get you guys for Christmas.
Just
to
maple syrup. There's a lot of maple syrup.
A lot of maple syrup.
Yeah. Oh,
but yeah, so Maria is a terrible maid.
She's a terrible maid. She's not a great person.
She's not.
Like she's a very good person.
And then she's like, "You told me you need me to cook, so I'm going to cook, but I'm not a good cook." And I'm like.
And she makes a menudo, which I think is a Mexican dish where they put a bunch of vegetables in a sheep's stomach or something.
And an egg. There's a boiled egg in there.
Is there a boiled egg? I feel like it has something to do with the entrails.
I don't know. All I know is they were an awesome 80s pop group. They were really cute boys.
Awesome.
Ricky Martin got his start there, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going
to
look up what
it is. I will say chilaquiles is supposed to be everything that's kind of left over in your fridge and you cook it up in the pan with egg.
Okay.
And chilaquiles is delicious. But I don't think it's a boiled egg. I think it's just you scramble the egg in with.
Do we know where Maria's
from? I don't think she ever said, which is also kind of a problem.
Because, because she was in California, I assumed Mexico. Just because that's
menudo
just props. And that's a Mexican
true,
dish.
True, true.
Okay, so menudo, also known as pancita or mole de panza, is a traditional Mexican soup made with cow's stomach in broth with a red chili pepper base.
So it's Mexican haggis.
Basically.
But from a soup, though.
A soup. But a soup form. You probably wouldn't taste haggis is more of a sausage-y.
Yeah. Haggis is very bloody
haggis
iron.
Haggis is actually really good.
I've had a decent haggis before, but... You
know. I make it a habit, in general, I won't eat organs.
Yeah.
I don't do organ meat.
Sorry for Ryan.
We don't eat
it. What was that? 40 minutes in?
No, 1 hour in, and there's a cocksucker joke there.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm a child.
Don't ever apologize for that.
Never apologize.
I will do much
worse. Because of my feeling is that organs are in our body to filter out toxins and stuff like that.
I don't want to eat
I don't eat the organ of it. Like I'll eat your muscle.
Because you worked that shit out.
Or your fat.
Yeah, sometimes I'll chew on that.
Although honestly, I don't really. I'll eat some.
Yeah. But organ meat, I can't.
Yeah, I can't think of. I mean, kidneys.
Ugh.
A lot of people eat chicken livers.
Chicken livers.
No thanks.
Ryan and my dad both are like enamored with chicken livers in any form.
Beef liver just tastes like you're just sucking on a like an iron ingot, you know?
It's got that metallic taste. I totally feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
No,
thanks.
No, thank you.
We have Maria's the worst maid ever. She has no privacy issues.
I just wrote Snoop much, Maria.
Yeah. And then somehow, with this whole thing with Hank, they end up all going together to discuss this because it comes out that can't really remember. This is where I took a break. This is
so like, Jake's, yeah, Jake's.
He's like, I have the papers to prove it. And she goes, well, then show him.
He has like a flower.
Well, oh, well, did y'all catch with all the things? We don't trust you with papers because you'll lose them. So apparently that's a character flaw that we missed because
he like, loses stuff.
Yeah, Hank had the important papers because they knew he'd like mess with them or something. I don't know. But
because Hank is, again, Hank was talking about real estate with them.
And she seemed to know what she was talking about. But then all of a sudden she pulls out this like flowery piece of stationery and is like, look at this legal document I have. And
so I'm like, I don't know what her role in the town was.
She's
like a realtor slash lawyer slash private investigator.
In Gilmore Girls, that was like
exactly
like, does all the
she's
jobs.
Here for everything. Yeah,
she's the jack of all trades, but Kirk. She's never in her office.
Kirk
was that?
Yeah, she's a Kirk.
She's a Kirk. Yeah, she's a Kirk.
Now, I mean, to be fair though, I have heard like if you don't have a notarized document for a will and someone writes something out on their bedside table and then kills themselves, technically that can be allowable in court is what I've heard.
I've heard that like there's contracts written on bar napkins.
Yeah, as long as like a witness or something. And then eventually you'll go to a lawyer and get it done.
Yes.
Like, you know. Let's bring it down.
Yeah, generally.
But when my mom was about to die, she wrote out what she wanted, and then we took it to a lawyer, and the lawyer came in and she notarized. If she hadn't survived the lawyer getting there, everybody in my family would have been like, yeah, that's legit.
Right. Well, because you wouldn't have argued with one another. Well, but like if one of your sisters decided to be all.
That's a story for another day. but I think. They were looking at that piece of paper as a legit piece of paper because nobody knew that she had a granddaughter or even a son.
Yeah, she never spoke of family. I think they assumed she was just
some spinster old
spinster
lady.
And never had a family of any kind. Because it is weird to have children, even if you're not in contact with them. I mean, I don't have children, but wouldn't you speak of them?
Yeah.
To someone who's supposedly your best friend.
Again, this was kind of the gaping plot hole was the whole... Why is Anna's family so messed up? You know, like what's their relationship?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like five more movies we could do on Anna's family.
Yeah,
we shouldn't because everyone's going to be a terrible actor.
But this scene is where Bill Ingvall does his Bill Ingvall thing.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh, that was the first one though.
Yeah.
Every time he says either I'm going to get a beer or I'll get us a beer and comes back with beer.
No, his super Bill Ingvall thing was.
Oh. Well, he said it when she showed up to the table in her bathing suit.
Oh, he says, in America, we dress for breakfast here.
And then he said, I don't know how
you. He said, there was something where he said, I don't know how you do it in Mexican court. And then they were like, oh, we're from Brazil. And he went, tomato, tomato.
And I was like, oh my God. So that's why I wrote it. I was like, the stereotypes of gay man, racist country cop, I can't.
By the way, all rednecks are not racist.
And they're not all cops.
And they're not all cops. They're not all sheriffs. Cops. They're not all cops. They're not all racist. Mm-hmm. I want to, like, because rednecks are my people. And, okay, fine. A lot of my people are
Billy
also racist.
You know Billy Ingvall is a Trump supporter. Oh, his character in this movie. His character voted for Trump.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Build probably. Build a wall.
Oh. He's like, I don't want Maria to help us do stuff. But yeah, no, that was. Oh, and that's where I know Hank is whatever.
Yeah.
So after this, because Anna has like lineage, Hank, who has some expertise in something, is basically like.
And doing a really poor Melissa McCarthy impression.
Yeah, doing her best Melissa McCarthy in a suit, says, no, I guess it's hers because of family.
Whatever.
So
what's the first thing she does?
What is the first thing she does? Audience, do you know?
Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Fucking wind chime.
She goes back to and caresses it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like the siren song of this
like
wind chime.
She's making out with this wind chime.
Oh, yeah. I want to know the story of her and this wind chime.
There, like I said, there's a backstory there.
Maybe. Because your average person is not
They
that
don't
enamored.
Have wind chimes in Brazil. Maybe it's not very windy in Brazil. Maybe she thought, what is this? Also, it was kind of like
what
glittery.
Is this magical like creation?
It was kind of see-through, like agate kind of, you know. So she was like, oh, this is just beautiful. Also, maybe she's never really felt like she had a home before because it didn't really show her at home in Brazil.
True.
She didn't have a great boyfriend. All he says is G with three syllables.
With G, but in Portuguese. Caraca.
She has an effeminate boss who is so gay. Okay, he's great. Great, he's gay. Whatever.
I don't get that. But otherwise, like,
he's not gay. Never showed he's her just at Brazilian.
Home. You never showed but, her at home, and she was so excited about his dog. Maybe she's just never really felt like she had a home. So when she was like, okay, this place is mine, I'm going to decorate it the way I want.
But see, that makes me sad because she's got to sell it.
That makes me really sad. Yeah, because that's the first thing she's like, I need to sell it.
But they should have really played that up if that's what the deal was. However,
if you want to make her cry, you should play it up.
Apparently, she's just in love with wind chimes.
Yeah.
No, she's really into
that. That was a little weird for me because I guess she wanted to fix it. Like, if they had done it more of a, I've got to make this place look good because we want to sell and get lots of money and let's, you know, get
no, she was just like, my heart calls out for this.
Yeah. And I'm like, but you're not staying here.
Exactly. Her plan was to sell it.
So why do you bail out my deadbeat brother, but
so let me go buy some really bad furniture too.
The storyline with the brother is never played out. If for all we know, he's got the old Colombian necktie.
We want to rewind that though, because remember he got put in jail and he goes, that's going to be the safest place for me, and then he gets bailed out and it's like, well,
but who bails him out?
The money manager dude.
Oh yeah, I missed the British guy completely.
That was badly done.
Yeah, it was bad.
No, I didn't even care. I was like, whatever, he'll probably be better in jail because who knows what he's up to.
I don't know.
Okay. So this was the point where I actually had taken a break and then got back into the movie later on in the evening. So.
Okay. So, Bill Engvall, whose name again, I don't remember anyway.
Whatever.
Bill Engvall and Hank find a loophole that, the loophole is that she's not American and he is, Dean Cain is American, Jake and is American.
If he pays property taxes, it shows that he has lived in the house and has rights to the property.
Yep.
So, I gotta go find me some abandoned property somewhere.
Thank so you. Apparently, pay some property taxes on them.
I was just like, can we do this? I don't know. How much is this actually legally sound?
Per Bill Engvall law, I own 10% of this property because I just paid some property taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, I need you to leave. This is the 10th time this
week. Well, no, but he did say later on, like, he's like, I paid it, but blah, squatter's rights. So that is a real law. So
I keep hearing about the squatter's rights. I guess I just never had the balls
really
to actually squat.
Crappy law. It's a really, really crappy law. I guess she technically would be viewed as the landlord, like she owns the land. But say this land was in a loft space in New York City, and she had not been there, and she had been absent, and a whole bunch of homeless people moved in. It's the premise of rent. You can't kick them out because they're squatting, even though they never paid rent for it. They live there. You can't, you know.
I never watched Rent, and my understanding of Rent is I hate that song about all the days. And also, everyone gets AIDS. Yeah.
525,600.
Yeah, the minutes,
I'm
whatever.
Like,
the days
around
the
around
day.
It's fine.
Yeah. And it's like, that's
I just lost
that. I just don't like that song. And I know it's like throughout the, and so I never got into it. And then I knew it was like, and everyone
depressing.
Dies.
It's depressing as all get out.
A musical that's really depressing.
Like one person dies.
I thought they all die.
Two people die, but one of them comes back to life.
Yeah, one of them.
Wow, I didn't realize there was resurrection.
Kinda. I mean, they kind of pass out and come back.
She just passed out.
Okay. Well, we've all
they
done that.
The
That's
they
like done
a
big deal.
But yeah,
I take a nap every day and I come back.
Yeah, just saying.
So, in order to resolve this issue, now that there's this tax loophole, they go to see this mediator.
This actually
Lord.
My favorite part of the movie.
The prior
judge.
Which
is like a different movie completely.
This is actually my favorite part, and I admitted this is where I started drinking.
Yes. Yeah,
but
well,
it was
as you should.
It was my favorite part of the movie.
Yes, the prior judge who's been retired for 20 years.
Yes, this was the part where I legitimately laughed out loud at something.
Pretty much gives them what? Can we agree, ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Have some tea. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, I wrote
if they weren't throwing up, though, which I
correct,
assume is what
but they have is. One sip, and then they're both like, oh, and he's like, okay, so this is the lover's call. Or they're like, no, no, no.
We're not
like,
lovers.
Pretty much same thing. Yeah. Pretty much same
what
thing.
What was weird, I wrote, don't trust that judge. I want to know what's in that pipe. Don't drink the tea. He's a witch. How the hell does he know this? Because also,
okay, he's a retired judge that lives
witch,
in like
judge,
a trailer
witch, judge.
In the middle of nowhere.
But they drink the tea. So was he a hallucination of the drinking the tea? Because suddenly he's like telling the entire story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's actually her backstory. That's where we get Anna's backstory.
That's the only way Jake knows that what Anna's gone through, that her dad has died. Like, he has no idea.
But he's, like, reading her mind and saying, this is how you feel. You're upset. And it's because he's got empathy.
I assume it was. I didn't know if the lawyer told that.
A legit laugh out moment where he was like, all this, like, you know, hunky dory. You just say this, and this is how you feel, and tell him how you feel, and da 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 da. And all right, now we've got this settled. So I'm making the decision that you're going to give her the house. Tell her she can have the house. And sure. Like, you can have the house. And he goes, that'll be $700. I was like laughed out loud.
This is also the only scene where she actually puts on jeans.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's where I wrote, she's really pretty sexy. Google her later.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That tight white tank top.
Okay. It's so crazy. Jeans. Okay, in other movies, the big scene of them, like, doing the sexy walk is when they're dressed up. Opposite for her. She dresses down and puts her hair up.
She's in her high-waisted skirt and everything. God. And I'm like, looking really,
she
like,
looks gorgeous. And then they're like, she sees the dirty truck. And I'm like, what?
It's because of the truck.
She can't wear her dress, her suit, in the dirty truck. She'll do the hoochie shot with, she tries to climb up and says, sure.
Up a hand. Although, if any country girl who's worn dresses in trucks knows how to
that,
get in
that
and
skirt
out without,
was too tight to climb
it
up.
It was tight. Yeah, well, no, but there's a move that you can do with, it's not a super tall truck, that involves the tries. But, and if there's a handle.
Works out.
There's a handle, and then there's the tries, and then there's a, like, I can jump, and then you can rotate your
legs. But then there wouldn't have been the excuse to put her in tight blue jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty sick.
So, everyone else, so she's like, ooh, I'm in jeans.
Okay. And then my second favorite part of this movie, but when I say favorite, I mean, oh, God. Really? Can we just say two words? Yeah, Eric Roberts.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. Let us again talk about what was the character he's meant to play?
We didn't find out until two of his scenes in.
But he comes in with this voice, which is not Eric Roberts' voice, because we all know what Eric Roberts sounds like.
His voice.
Emma Roberts has never been more embarrassed to be.
He's
think that he's supposed to be playing a gay man.
That's what I thought.
Really? No. Are you sure?
I'm offended and I'm a straight man.
It was one of those things where it was like he was so effeminate.
Yeah, I said I just can't handle
a homosexual man.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah.
And his introduction is being intrigued by the fact that the lawyer, the British lawyer, and Maria are getting it on in the couch in the lobby, which again, very unprofessional, Maria. This is your place of work.
Thank you.
Yes.
I wrote Eric Roberts walking in on the gay man and the maid threesome. Oh wait, this is Hallmark, not a porn. Who is he? Who is he? Because we know he's somebody.
We find out later who he is.
Later.
Intrigue.
And then I asked if the British guy and Maria were competing with the Japanese couple.
Yes.
Who's hornier? Okay, yeah, because when Eric Roberts' character checks in, he's excited watching them, and then, like, even to check him in, like, Maria's trying to have his
and
name
he's, like, dry humping.
And the guy is, like, totally, yeah, you know he had a boner, like, and was just like, feel my boner on your booty, God. Feel my boner on your booty.
No. Yeah.
I can't wait for somebody who I can't mix music to just be like,
that's our theme song.
My boner on your booty. Yes.
My boner on your booty.
Oh, man. But did this happen to you guys? Jake and Anna are coming back from the lawyer in his truck. And
the truck breaks down.
Oh,
which is another trope.
Yes, of course. But did the audio and visual suddenly get out of sync for you guys at this point?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it must have just been my buffering. No. Because it was like watching a Japanese movie where like their mouths were moving, but the sound was off. And so I couldn't enjoy the whole bonding.
No, it was a bonding thing, but she couldn't tell that the truck broke down. Did you guys notice
that? What?
For the longest time, like, she was just like, what's that noise? And then the truck actually stopped and she goes, what's happening?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, so she didn't know what was going on. Also, he was like, well, we're stranded here on the one road from the town we came from to the town we're on. No
we
one
just
will
not
pass us ever.
Also, no one
she's
passes.
Like, all right,
no
well, I guess passes. We'll have to walk. And he's like,
it's 40 miles.
When there's mountain lions here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but now we're
going to
lay
for camping.
Now we're going to lay in the back of my truck, which isn't covered.
No.
Completely open air, all night and sleep here. But mountain lions can't get us in the bed of my truck.
Mountain lions cannot jump, Sarah.
Oh, they can't. So they just...
I know you're from Florida. We don't have any mountains.
Oh, and so they don't jump. Besides the fact that he happened to have a full bedding set in the back of his
truck. He did.
And so beer. They're fine.
Whole beer waiting
and
to
whole,
go.
Like a whole... Like, so
yeah, they're
mountain
totally
lions
fine.
Would have
yep.
been confused. They're like, well, clearly they're in a bedroom. I can't...
They were like, they're camping. Can't. We can't. Yeah, we can't get so, in this. And they cannot jump into the bed of...
Nope.
Yeah, they did. He had full on pillows, like full pillows.
He had a whole setup, yeah. And he was basically like, "Do you want some popcorn?
Where did you? Yeah,
where did that come from?
You got a microwave back there too.
Yeah, and nice cold beers waiting to go.
Yeah.
So and beef jerky. They had jerky.
That was beef jerky and beer. Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The essentials.
Yep. And another fun trope: they fall asleep next to each other because when you're in love, you don't have to have sex.
No, nope.
But you do need to sleep next to one another. Mm-hmm.
And then who comes to save the day?
Bill
Engvall.
Yeah. And did you see how embarrassed she was?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she was like, like covering her face and so embarrassed.
Like he didn't know who she was.
It's like, you were just sleeping. Your hair looks fine, girl.
Yeah. She still looked amazing.
Yeah.
And she had taken her hair down from the ponytail, but she didn't have that ponytail bump.
No.
Like, when I take my hair down from a ponytail, you got that weird bump.
Yeah.
You mean you don't have a hairdresser living in your spare bedroom?
In the back of your truck?
No.
They were there, too. No. You just didn't see it. They cut it out.
No. Or had it in the gloves.
Yeah. So, it was one of those things where I was like, okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
She looked perfect.
But they make it back just in time to find out who is Eric Roberts.
He's Pierre Hopewell.
Oh, that's his full name? You actually wrote that down?
I wrote it down. He is Pierre Hopewell.
That's a name.
A nationally renowned in reviewer,
God.
Which everybody knows.
I want that job. I want to just go and stay in bed at breakfast.
Duh. Oh, my gosh. I know. I want
Eric Roberts. I'd be okay with that, too.
That'd be pretty fun.
Do you think
fun.
He ever reviewed the Bed and Breakfast in Stars Hollow?
Probably.
If they would have written that in, I
what was the name of that? I should know
the
it.
Dragonfly?
Dragonfly, yeah.
Girl.
Yes, oh, my God. That would have been the perfect. You'd be like, oh, my God, did you see his review of the Dragonfly in Stars Hollow? It crushed the place.
Yeah.
They were never able to open again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Suki would have murdered him, so.
You mean high-end.
Or, like, Roy Choi or whoever in the movie they had to replace Suki, which was such a bullshit. Whatever. Listen, we're not here to talk about the Gilmore Girls revival.
That's another podcast for another day.
Yes. That was a different thing.
But so they decide that they have to make this huge meal for him. That's when we find out that Maria can't cook anything but menudo, and it's terrible.
Uh-huh.
No.
What was that? No, that was from before. It was like Maria can't cook anything, so then Dean Cain tries to cook.
But no, that's what it was. Dean Cain was trying to make.
And it looked
something.
like a chicken salad sandwich he was going to serve. Because she's like, you're not going to serve this to him. And I was like, ooh, no, you shouldn't.
Yeah. So she goes to the magical vegetable garden that somebody's been taking care of.
That everything
looks amazing.
Yeah,
in California, things just grow.
Yes.
You don't have to cultivate it.
Correct. You don't.
Correct.
That's fact.
Basically, they lived in the Sprouts Farmers.
So there's this grand dinner, and it's one of those things where she's like, why do you even care if this guy reviews us well? It's not yours.
And she literally says, you're leaving. Like, I'm selling the place. It's like which, I want to know if we would have made it.
Exactly. So his thing was just like, I want to know if I would have been a great bed and breakfast. So even though it's not mine and you're kicking me out.
Oh.
I don't know.
We skipped over the part that he was really, really mean to her before they went off, like when they got back, like he basically said something like, you didn't even know your grandmother.
And then, he was in the hammock, whole hammock scene.
Looked terrible.
That he's drunk off of 1.5 beers.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. It is mine.
Was it before? So it was before.
It is.
It was before they just got back from Hank's, but before they had gone to the judge, he was really mean to her.
Yeah.
And like, so they.
He was just like, listen, if she really cared about you, she would have said something to me about it. And all I know is she wanted to leave it to me.
And yet she just like lets all that go because somebody gave her peyote and read her mind.
I've never done peyote, but.
Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca.
Okay.
Ayahuasca.
It could have been peyote too because that's also true. Big
I just feel bad though because like he was like, that was like really, that was a jarring scene where it's like, you're really ugly to her. But then now y'all are fine and y'all are
and she trouble. Yeah. And she and just kind of says, okay, fine. And then, like, her, that was supposed to be their big, and it was very anticlimactic. It was supposed to be their big fight scene. And she just kind of walks off and then, like, looks like she's going to cry, then doesn't, and then collapses on her bed. And then
and
that's
he falls out of the hammock really badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the scene.
Yeah, but to me that was, like, that felt weird that, because they had the night in the truck and everything was fine. She helps him with this, like, grand meal, and, like, suddenly it's like they've been a couple for 30 years.
Yeah, that was the thing. And then that is the thing of a lot of these types of movies, is that it's the relationship seems to happen out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like,
immediately done.
Yeah, because we were on, like, what, day two of their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, hate. Oh, we might love each other forever.
We've had this chemistry, and we know each other, and we read each other's signs just like that. Because they were like, as they're serving the meal, she's putting the plate, he's taking the glass, and it's all, and this is the only time they drink wine in the entire
movie. Right, in wine country.
In wine country, yeah.
Yeah. And then, and Eric Roberts actually says something to the point of, you guys have a great thing here, y'all are a wonderful couple.
And oh, yeah, like, you're beautiful.
Oh, no, awkward. No, not us. No.
Yeah. But then they get to their, like, the romantic moment. They're going to kiss.
And then
who
shows up?
But
Budget Kelly Preston. Oh, she is.
She is Bobo Kelly Preston, yeah, right?
She's so
to pop in and just be like, "Oh, hey, what's up?"
She is Kelly Preston from what's that football movie Jamie Foxx.
Fuck, what was that movie?
That's all I could think of. She looked like her, where she's like this, like, bone.
Is that Any Given Sunday?
Any Given Sunday, yeah. She's like Kelly Preston from that movie. Just a bitch.
She was. And she was just like, I was going to sign divorce papers, but instead, let's make this work. And it's like,
rub my feet. Yeah. I haven't seen you in forever, rub my feet. What? Mm. No.
Bye. Yeah. My note here was, fuck her. whole thing. Oh, who is this? Is she the new maid? And then he's like, no, she's Flo's granddaughter. Who's Flo? It's like, oh, fuck you guys. And then the dog hated her.
Exactly, which means you can't be with her. You can't be with anyone.
Dogs always know. Trust the dog.
You couldn't. Mm-hmm.
And then I guess them whole making out scene, I just wrote, ew.
Mm-hmm. I love how he's like, oh, wait, hold on. Oh, like, just push her off you. Like, you're not even trying.
Yeah.
It was so.
But again, that was confusing because... Until he first sees Anna and they have the, like, stars in their eyes, because they immediately are attracted to each other.
Well, because it's like, who wouldn't be attracted to one or the other?
Yeah, but I felt he kept saying his thing was he wasn't going to sign the divorce papers until she came and did it in person. Mm-hmm. So it made me think, okay, he's not over and he wants to get back with her.
Right.
But then Anna shows up and he's like, who?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, even remotely.
Yeah, so the fact that he was even making out with her, like, only slightly, even though she was kind of, like, chewing on his face, made me go, ew.
She was. It did look like if some of his face ripped off, she would have known it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So Anna takes off.
She's got a flight. And this is, like, the super rapid wrapping up of the story.
This is classic misunderstanding time.
It's a misunderstanding time, and it, like, happens breakneck speed. She's leaving, but before he finds out she's leaving, he had already told the ex-actress, you know, you can F right on off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he didn't sign the papers right in front of her and hand them to her.
Exactly. Yeah. So he sends her packing, and then it's like, oh, well, where's Anna? Oh, she's on their plane. But the lawyer guy's here in his banana hammock or whatever.
And he's going to stay here, and we're going to do it.
We're going to see what happens. Like, I think Maria literally said, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Maria was just like, I don't know, maybe we'll keep
it. But he goes to her.
But he goes and he tries to go to her.
And I wrote, I bet his truck breaks down.
And then
it did.
It's like you're psychic.
Yeah.
So his truck does break down and he's like, oh, I can't. How does he even get back to the inn?
Bill Ingvall, of course.
He comes in
He actually had a cell phone. That was the other thing. When the truck broke down the first time, there were, like, no cell reception, but he happened to be in the spot that there was cell reception.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that's real spotty.
And he finds her cell phone.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was. She left her phone and he was like, oh, I got to get you your phone.
Yeah.
And then when...
Did you notice that when her phone rang, it was her boyfriend calling?
I did not notice.
I think it was.
I'm pretty sure.
There was a picture on the phone and it was her, and I think.
It was Dean Cain. It was her and Dean Cain.
Oh, okay. I saw her with the guy. Yeah. Did they take a picture together?
God only knows.
Who knows?
But when her phone rang, it lit up and it was her and Dean Cain like laughing together. And I'm like, oh, come on.
She loves me. Okay. I just saw her with the guy, but I couldn't tell who it was.
Yeah. She wasn't even, they're not even your, it's not even your boyfriend, and he's now your background.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did they take a picture together?
I don't, they did not show that part. Yeah. Maybe at the dinner party when they were all laughing and drinking
wine. Maybe. Maybe.
That's psycho behavior, though. I'm sorry. If I'm just, literally, if I've just been, like, on a second date with a guy and he's, like, my wallpaper.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's like Ryan has this story about this girl he only dated, like, 3 times. And then she was like, I love you. And he was like, whoa.
That's way too soon.
But that's
Yeah, I mean, like let's change the subject. There's a possum.
There's a,
There's a possum. It was
is
out
it
there.
Still there?
I don't know, but it was.
It was.
I see him right now.
Probably out there somewhere. I haven't weeded.
Yeah. So.
Not that that's what brings possums.
I was just saying, like, why? Okay.
Yeah. So, but he. But then she turns, and then she turns around. She's like, "Oh, I've got to go to him."
Yeah, well, because she kept saying, "I forgot something," and he's like, "I forgot. Oh, you forgot your phone." And she was, and I was like, "And I wrote no."
But no, what made her turn? Oh, no, that's the whole plot point.
Yeah,
she apparently stops in town and sees
at the antique shop
and more.
Oh yeah, cookbooks and more. With everyone's favorite store.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that like Bed Bath & Beyond in Webster?
Yes.
I think it is. You can get like little hokey signs like that look like, you
know. Oh my god, that first sign he puts on the inn when it was the Hyacinth Inn.
When he like hand wrote it.
It was
handwriting. I was like, oh,
so
no.
Terrible. I was like, no one, there's no way.
It, right?
Yeah, he misspelled the word Hyacinth.
Okay, that was, I was like,
because Bill Ingvall, who is like spelling bee champion.
Well, hey, he's smarter than oh no, that's
Chuck Fox.
I don't know if he was smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Bill Ingvall may or may not be smarter than a fifth grader. I'm not sure.
But they come back and because in the truck he had explained something like something go or no. Eric, sorry, I'm like, I can't believe I'm remembering this.
I can't remember it.
Eric,
so it's fine.
Eric Roberts said, "What you've got here is serendipity."
Yes.
And then she asked,
"Oh, and she's
him,
like, what does that mean?
What's serendipity?
My English not so good.
Oh my, yeah, that whole limit.
Yeah.
You're not into Spendable Rambo." If anyone remembers Rambo, whenever I think that's Rambo when.
Anyway,
that is not a chick flick movie, and that is not what. But there's like where he has like this.
So she stops in town, and she sees this random sign that says serendipity on it. So she's like,
"Oh, it's serendipity.
I'm going back." So she goes back, and
So then they're like, "Hey, we could be partners. We should partner up."
Never mind this $5 million. Hey, you want to be partners with me in my $500,000 debt?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
we're
like
going
to
pay it off.
The worst person to go into business
if
with.
You, yeah. Well, but if they're that beautiful. Yeah.
And they can cook.
Well, and does it translate to the United States? Okay, well.
That is another good legal question. Can you just hop town?
Well, in 2010, you could, but now that Trump's president, no. You know? Like,
oh,
she's not getting she's not even getting into this country in the first place.
They better get married fast.
There's no
way. And they still she's only got her. 6 years. Yeah.
They still may be like, oh, you're not natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they just completely forget about the $500,000 debt. And then I think this is where the budget went. For this whole movie was the CGI butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
Was that not the most distracting thing? Like,
it was. It was like the Reading Rainbow butterfly. It was the butterfly in the sky.
I can go twice as high.
I was like, did we suddenly start watching Forrest Gump? What the hell?
Yeah. The feather?
Yeah. It's like the feather, CGI feather. It's like the CGI butterfly. And it's like, are we going to go over the town?
My last note is, do people really not know that hyacinth is a flower?
I guess
like
not.
It's this big plot point is like no one knows what hyacinth is, and I'm like, yeah, people know
it's
hyacinth is a flower.
It's real.
And then the credits, it's what this
then,
movie was brought to us.
Yeah, the post credit scene was them basically just product placement of this department store that she worked at.
Is that called Leader? Is that what Leader was?
I think that's what it is.
Because that was the very first one.
I feel like that is like the not Sainsbury, but like the major,
like a Macy's or a Bloomingdale's.
Dear Siri,
I know I'm looking this up.
Hey Siri, what is Leader in Brazil?
And then the next one is Head and Shoulders.
Oh shit! Hi Siri, Siri.
Leader about leadership. Shut up, Siri.
No, Siri, I was just kidding.
Fucking no.
I forgot my phone did that.
Leader Casual it. Furniture of Clearwater. That's all.
Nope.
Maybe I should put
leaders,
in Brazil.
Leaders Rio de Janeiro.
Leader magazine. Lojas Leader, Petrópolis, Rio de Janeiro. Knitted clothes have elasticity in shape of the body of moms while the belly grows.
What?
I think this is a maternity store.
Okay. But it's basically like the Macy's or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So we got that store and then Head and Shoulders and then a bunch of other random brands that brought you this horrible movie.
That was so weird. Yeah. And then my last note for this was... That was trash. I'm mad at Jen now.
You're not mad at me.
I'm not. I love you. Yeah.
So do you... if you spoke to another person that said, hey, I'm a huge fan of this type of movie, do you think that you would be like, you should watch 2010's Bed and Breakfast, Love is Serendipity, or whatever?
I would have to ask them, are they being facetious? Like, I'm really a fan of this. Because then I would say no.
Oh.
I've seen some really good of these. Sorry, my Kaipahira or whatever is kicking in. I've
Plus your rosé.
Yeah, I've had a lot. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some that are cheesy. Like, they're my go-to Christmas decorating movies.
Oh, my God. Christmas you is know? The perfect time. That is where the Hallmark movie starts.
Y'all, okay, yes. Yeah. There's, like, some of these movies, I'm like, yeah, I could really do it. But there was so much wrong with this as far as, like, just the fact that we were watching a foreign film that was filmed in the United States.
True.
Right. Yeah.
It was an anomaly.
Yeah. It was a whole foreign crew. Because if you looked at the credits, the entire crew was completely foreign.
Mm, that's true.
It was weird. And I feel like it was a cartoonish version of what probably Brazilians think of Americans.
Mm. Cowboys and rednecks.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, there was so many. Yeah.
Sadly, we're not giving them much better to go off of these days.
No,
when they
really
like the
not.
News.
We're
however,
but like I said, there were some legit laugh out loud moments that I did have.
Sure.
Some of them were just because I was thinking, oh, I can't wait to say this snarky thing about it because I'm like, that's going to be funny. You know? But I mean, I would think I would have enjoyed this movie more if we were sitting in your living room.
If we were doing it together. And I think that is the plan maybe next time. But Sarah, did you enjoy
it? Oh, I always enjoy these horrible movies. That was great. Shout out to Roman the dog.
Roman
the dog. So he was the star.
Cheers.
He was.
His
back
must have hurt from carrying this movie.
I mean, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. True. I'm making that butt shot of Dean Cain, the screensaver.
I really
okay,
hope
who
that
was the stunt butt? Because it wasn't his butt.
It was not his butt.
I really hope that was a stunt butt.
It wasn't his butt.
Yeah, I can't believe that that's Dean Cain's butt, even though he's what? He's probably pushing 50 now.
Hey, Siri, how old is Dean Cain? Oh, now you don't want to work. Hey, Siri, how old is Dean Cain?
Here we go. We're going to find out.
He's 52.
52. See?
He's looking real good.
Well, for 50. Hey, Nate.
Well, actually, that was 9 years ago, though. So.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, he's 52 now. So he was.
Now he's, he does.
He's getting 60 soon.
I think he does conservative films. Now.
That's what
I've
heard.
I think that it's a niche that makes money, whether or not he believes in the let me type in Dean Cain, because last time I heard him he was on Adam Carolla's podcast
talking
about
else.
This movie that he was making about the baby, this abortion doctor who really was a horrible monster.
Yeah, no, the last movie I just saw him in actually came out last year, and it was a they were doing the investigation of the Challenger crash. We actually just watched it the other day.
You told me about that. Yeah, you said it wasn't very good.
It was terrible. I mean, again, it was like a no-budget movie, but it had a lot of big names in it.
Okay. Here are his 2019. 90 Feet From Home, he plays Raymond Fuller. The Seven, 2019, he plays High Priest ACL.
What?
2019, The Follower, he's a sheriff. 2019, A Promise to Astrid. He's Pastor Scott Seabury.
Oh, so he's always religious. Uh-huh.
I know what it is. He's going for that. What's the, not Falcon Crest, what was the that show from the 80s where the priest was hot as a movie?
Oh. The Hot Priest. Oh, my God, I know you. But he was really gay in real life.
The Hot Priest. It was the 70s, 80s.
You know that show, The Hot Priest.
Hot Priest show. I know what you're talking about. It was a miniseries. It wasn't a show.
The Thornberries?
Thornbirds.
The Thornbirds.
The Thornberries.
It feels like a Disney cartoon.
That was a Nickelodeon, the third grade. Thornberries.
Wild Thornberries.
Thornbirds.
The Thornbirds.
Yeah. Where he was like a hot priest.
Wild Thornberries is a completely different show.
I only had pastors that did not grow up Catholic, but none of them were really particularly hot.
We had a couple of cute priests.
Interesting. I guess we need like a sign off or something.
Oh, jeez. Mm. We survived another one.
Oh, look, a possum.
Let's do a cheers.
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 To Roman the dog. Roman.
There's a possum.
Oh my God, that's what's been eating my lime.
There's
Ryan!
There's
a possum. Ryan!
On the porch.
Oh my God.
It's actually really cute.